shocked that I'm not being really bugged at the current moment. Because somebody needs food. Well, he's hanging out, though. He jumped up when I moved. So we're going to get Harry food. So I'm going to finish up what I was saying. That shampoo ended on me. I had to stick it underneath the sink because it wouldn't fit inside the cabinet. See, there's a cabinet in my bathroom that has a lot of things in it. And I can put it in there and so that cabinet that I usually used, put a lot of things in, that wouldn't fit in there, so I couldn't do that. Get your carrots right out of the drawer here. So you have a feed here, but I want to tell you that. So I stuck it under the sink, and since that is abruptly ended, then I gotta go put away the towels, and go in the bathroom too. Over here, your carrots are almost gone, buddy. But you have enough for the morning. So that's a good thing. You have enough for the morning, so guess what? I'm gonna steal a carrot. Mmm, so good. Mmm. Mmm. This stuff kept in this bag. Mmm. It's a bag they came in. I went to the grocery store the other day and I told Cindy we got back. I told her the next day, I said, "We're so bad, Cindy, guess what we forgot?" She said, "What?" I said, "Doggy carrots." Carrie was calling Harry carrots. We say Harry carrots. Harry carrots!
Screen deck, screen lock.
Mm-hmm. Harry carrots. And she said, "Oh no, how can we forget Harry carrots?" A lot of times, I don't know if I forget. She'll remind me, but we both forgot. Mm-hmm. Except, well, since it reduces food, see, you could have green beans or broccoli too. She said, whenever I try, I need to try them for a week. Kathy and Dave gave the dogs carrots. So he'd had them before, but it'd been a long time, of course. So here you go. So he had them for a long time, of course, but he hadn't had them for a long time. So we didn't know how he didn't make his stools different. So I'm reluctant to. He loves the baby carrots so much that I'm reluctant to change him over to something like. Good shit, good boy. So I'm reluctant to change him over to something like green beans or something. He loves these and green bread. Take a break. So anyway, that's that. And Janice having a colonoscopy done. She really needs it. So she had one 2 years ago, but the way they did the clean out, she didn't get all the way cleaned out. So they wanted her to do it again because she was supposed to have one every 5 years, I think. And she's gonna go to have a general and have it Tuesday. Tomorrow is the preparation for it, and I'm going to help her, and then, you know, in case she feels faint, whatever, stay with her tomorrow night, and then we have to get up early in the morning, and she has to have somebody to go with her because she can't, you know, there's no one to drive her, and they want someone to be with her, even in the van, and then, you know, even after we get home for a little while, so I go with her, and spend some time with her. So I'll spend tomorrow, Harry and I are going to spend tomorrow night down there.
Aren't we, buddy? Which is tomorrow night with Aunt Janet. Come here. Come here. Here you come. Come here, baby. So we get to go spend tomorrow night with Aunt Janet. Lay down. Lay down. Come on. Down. So I can wash a bowl. Here you know. Down. Good boy. Okay, reposition yourself and lay that way, but still gotta lay down. Crazy dog. Anyway, so there you go for tomorrow night with Aunt Janet. She has the bed all ready for us to sleep on. She usually has stuff all over it. Her day bed in her living room. So she got it all ready for us. So Harry and I are going to sleep down there tomorrow. Sleep down there tomorrow night. And maybe Tuesday night too, because she has mom's meals coming Wednesday morning. She's afraid she won't be awake. So we may stay Tuesday night with her too. I told her I'll just come home for a few hours. You can relax on your own for a few hours, and then we get close to bedtime, we'll come down. If I can't, you know, I'll probably be tired because it's going to be a long day. Well, we should be out of there by noon, but about 12:30, we're going to be 12:30, but we have to be up really early. We have to be up by, I think they're supposed to come get us. We have to be ready by 6:15. So there you go. There you get to eat really early that morning, buddy. Because I won't take him, of course, and not feed him. So, won't help feed him. The hospital wouldn't be a good place to feed him. So, because they're going to let me stay in the room with her things instead of in the waiting room. You know, I don't get to go where the colonoscopy is, but in the room they're going to bring her back to after the colonoscopy, I get to stay in that room. And here, leave the kitty alone. He's over there. She's going round. Crazy dog. Anyway, but you're our fastest dog. Eats fast. Anyway, this is the last audio boom for me.
I have a big mouth today. So,
try again.
We'll send this.
Audio boom. Pause. 7 minutes and 32 seconds of 10 minutes. Pause recording.
So I'm not going to go right quite to the end, but so we everybody take care.